Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint. I'm Mark Elliott alongside Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Kirk started the company back in 1994. Ethan's now, boy, he's an old veteran. Over 10 years he's been with the team at Accurate Solutions Group. How about that? That's amazing.
Feels like a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Got him into his 30s now. Kurt, good job. You got
him. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to say my age. So we'll
just right, do that game. Right. So we're glad you're with us today. We talk retirement because that's what Accurate Solutions Group is all about, is helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? Can we retire? Well, when can we retire? There's a lot of things moving, a lot of moving parts in retirement: income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions. There is a lot of things you have to deal with in retirement. It would be nice to sit down, I think, with a team that actually works in the retirement world, like Kurt and Ethan and Accurate Solutions Group. If you'd like to do so, there's no cost to have a conversation. You got some questions, you got some concerns. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. Kurt, you know, I saw this stat, and it was probably was on Fox. And I'll watch Fox and CNN. I don't watch MSNBC hardly ever. But I watch Fox and CNN because I'm really kind of getting two opposing views, even though they all say they're unbiased. I think they're both biased. But anyway, the stat said CBS, ABC, and NBC News, 92% of their coverage of President Trump is negative. And so when you hear about, ooh, tariffs are really crashing the market and all of this, and the world is coming to an end, then you see that the S&P is really only down like 6% this year, when it feels like when you listen to the media talk about it, we're down like 30, 40, 50%. This is another great recession. We're not anywhere near that. How do we kind of handle all the clutter, if you will?
Oh, and you're right. It's difficult. And so if you are liberal in listening, or if you are conservative in listening, regardless, this is not a political statement, just turn the news off, because we have to understand what sells is negative, and negative sells, you know, good, positive stories. You don't hear them out there. There's a lot of good things going on. And Mark, to your point about the S&P 500 being down 6%, you know, we go through intra-year corrections all the time in the stock market. This one's a little bit more magnified, not so much as the minus 6%, but because of why it is. Tariff on, tariff off. Are we going to have tariff deals, 90-day pause, all these different things. But the reality is, even though the market's down 6%, if you pull out of the S&P 500 the Magnificent Seven stocks that people talk about all the time, the 493 other stocks that make up the S&P 500 are actually positive 1% for the year. So, you know, 95% of the stocks are positive for the year as compared to those seven that are dragging that index down. So you're absolutely right. You just got to turn off the noise, quite honestly.
Now, those seven, though, were carrying the S&P for quite a while, too, though, weren't they?
They really were. And don't keep me to this, because I don't know the specific statistic, but I believe at one point the seven stocks made up, in essence, 30% of the index, because, you know, it's they're not equally weighted, all 500 companies. They're based on capitalization, and those companies were so large that those seven companies made up 30% of the index. But that's no longer the case as much.
So that's like NVIDIA, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, that kind of stuff, I suppose, right?
Yep. Those big ones, Tesla, didn't they?
It used to be the FANG stocks, you know, but now it's the Magnificent Sevens.
Yeah. So even when things get a little uncertain, obviously that's when the markets get a little bumpy. And one thing about Trump, I will say, is that we always know what he's thinking, good or bad. We know what's, I mean, for a first 100 days, I mean, there has been a lot of things going on. And, you know, he always says, well, that's what I was elected for. Well, then the other side's always saying it's the worst thing ever. And so that's kind of the challenge, I think. So for retirees, though, we want to make sure our money will last as long as we need it to last. How do you handle, I mean, maybe their concern? You've got a plan in place. You put a plan in place for them. So I would think that that should be a lot of it. But sometimes people get a little nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's natural to get nervous when there's volatility and uncertainty. And we were actually just talking with one of our portfolio managers, and they were talking about how the market over the last 2 years really just kind of rode up most days. And so people have recency bias and start thinking, well, that's the new normal. The markets just go up most of the time. And over time they do, but you should see dips in the market. We should see volatility. That's what the market needs, and that's normal. But then that brings back the emotions that people kind of forgot about over the last couple of years of being nervous with the markets. So we remind our clients that we have a plan in place. We try to be as vocal with them and as upfront as we can with them. We've sent them video emails explaining, here's our take on what the markets are doing, and reminding them that we're here for you and that we have a plan in place, one that helps them with income and investments.
And Mark, emotions are real. So we are not discounting someone's emotions. What we're trying to do is coach them to not react at the wrong time with those emotions. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you are still nervous, or you're not sure if you're positioned properly, if you haven't had that conversation with your current advisor, or maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're getting close to retirement and you think, hey, I have not taken these things into consideration. You know, I don't know where I'm going to draw my income from whenever I begin. Should I delay retirement now because of the market volatility? Let us help you answer some of those questions. Maybe it's a phone call for 10 minutes. Maybe it's a meeting here in our Butler Township location, a vision meeting. Maybe it's a virtual meeting. Just simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
All right, Ethan, put your thinking cap on for this one, because I do think that the tariffs are interesting. I don't think anybody really disagrees with Trump's theory of reciprocal tariffs. They're charging us X and we're not charging them anything, or vice versa. You know, however that works. We're tending to pay more countries than pay us. So I think we get the gist of that. One of the things that's interesting, I think, is that, okay, if we end up kind of, I don't know, because Trump's always talking about winning the game, right? We're losing all the time in these tariff deals. But if we would, you know, end up where maybe we don't pay the European Union the tariffs we've been paying, or China, or what have you, global economy could be suffer, you know, in the other countries, because we're not paying them the tariff money anymore. That, I mean, because now we're a global economy. It's not just the U.S. economy. We're tied in with the world, it seems.
Oh, yeah. And we can, and our economy is the biggest in the world. So we can move the global economy with the moves that we make. And we're seeing that with the tariffs that are being put in place. And, you know, he made the move of getting everyone to the table to negotiate. It was a good move. I think that was his intention the whole time. But certainly the moves that we make can impact the entire global economy. And we are starting to see that.
And really, Ethan, when you think about it, that's kind of the challenge. Because when the markets go down, then there's an opportunity. So I'm not retired yet. I'm 65. Hopefully someday, maybe 80, I get to retire. But when the markets go down, I don't really care. My 401k is buying more at that point. So that's good for me in the long run, is the way I'm looking at it. But there are opportunities, but we just have to be smart about it. So that's kind of why I think sitting down with a team like yours and Kurt's at Accurate Solutions Group is the opportunity to put a plan together. So now we know where we are. We know what decisions to make. I mean, that's why working with a team like Accurate Solutions Group is really so important during times that are a little murky.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest value we bring is for the clients who have been working with us, who have a plan in place already, and we can work as their coach to say, remember, you know, we know what's going on. We have a plan for worst case scenario. And when we do go through times that feel like worst case scenario, our job is to encourage our clients, remind them that they have this behind the scenes that's working for them. And really, the truth is, times like these aren't just about weathering the storm. They're really about finding opportunities. And in Accurate Solutions Group, we focus on helping people use market shifts like these to help strengthen their financial future. So here's our approach. We evaluate your current plan to uncover hidden opportunities for growth. We implement strategies to take advantage of market dips while managing risk. And we help tailor your investments to align with your long-term goals so fluctuating markets don't derail your future. Oh, and most importantly, we focus on preserving your wealth and helping secure your retirement plans. You've worked hard and you've built your assets, so don't miss the chance to capitalize on today's market potential. Call 412-515-3355 for a no-cost, no-obligation financial review. Every day you wait could mean missed opportunities to grow and preserve your wealth. Take control of your retirement plan today. Remember, having a strategy that adapts to uncertainty can help you turn potential risk into lasting reward. But without a clear plan, you might be leaving money on the table. Give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
The opportunity is here just by calling the team at Accurate Solutions Group, 412-515-3355, is to maybe ease some stress if you have stress. You're not really sure. What should you be doing? I think we're okay, but I don't really know. Find out. No cost for this. 412-515-3355. We're just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. We're back with more right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show. And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. You can always go to their website to learn more. A lot of information there, white papers on different topics, for example, Social Security, you know, investment, the volatility in the markets. It's AccurateRadio.com. Go get any or all, whatever. There's no cost to you. It's just there for your information. AccurateRadio.com. Then if you get some of that and you have questions, you can always call the team. There's no cost to do that either. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. All right. So we're going to talk about five financial stages of life. And Rod Stewart's song, Ooh La La, and the line that states, I wish I knew what I know now when I was younger. And I think most of us could get on board with that one. Hannah Miners is a freelance copywriter and a content expert. And recently she wrote Things I Would Tell My 20-Year-Old Self. And she provides 10 things that she would tell her 20-year-old self. So you think about it, Ethan, you're a lot younger than Kurt and I. So if you could just go back, what, a decade?
Yeah, just about a decade.
Just a decade. what advice would you give your 20-year-old self? And then, Kurt, maybe go back about 3.5 decades. What advice would you guys give your 20-year-old self?
Yeah, it's funny. We were chatting about that before the show, and I was thinking, what was I doing a decade ago? I was trying to figure out how to get to the Pirates playoffs games, because they were the first time that they had made the playoffs in 20 years. So I was scraping up money wherever I could to get myself and my buddies to each of those playoff games.
And I would say I'm not this way anymore, but everyone was different when they were younger, and I was trying to think about, I would probably give myself the advice that just buy the case of PBR versus Heineken, because, you know, Heineken tastes much better, but the cost probably isn't worth that.
Right. There's a lot of different things we were doing when we were 20. But one piece of advice I would give myself would be to start saving and investing at that age, just because of the power of compounding interest. That was something that very quickly Kurt taught me, was, hey, look how powerful it is. If you start investing at that young age and you can be consistent with it and investing for growth at 20 years old, by the time that you're 50 or 60, that can really accumulate to a powerful amount of money, maybe even $1 million, just by starting with a small amount of money and doing it consistently.
And I would tell myself, time goes a lot quicker than what you think it's going to. So as a 20-year-old, it doesn't fly by, but before you recognize it, Mark, and you've probably seen that yourself, you're not 20 anymore, you're 30. Time goes by quicker, and you got to really pay attention to what you're doing and look at, down the road, 10, 20, 30 years.
Yeah, I think you go to school and it's like, holy cow, this year's lasting forever.
Yes.
Then you get to 50 and 60, you're like, holy cow, the year's already halfway done. What's going on? Everything's moving faster. So you think back when you were 20, whether you knew it or not, you were already laying the groundwork toward your financial future later in life. So really, it's kind of our home environment. My parents, I think, were more careful with their money because their grandparents lived during the Great Depression. I don't worry about things. So that's why I still work at the age of 63, because I didn't do the way I should have done probably in putting the money away. But we talk a lot on this show about the stages of retirement. And so you think about the go-go, the slow-go, the no-go. We've certainly talked about that. But financial planners say that there are 5 financial stages of life. So we're going to talk about these 5 financial stages of life, and it starts with your early career year. So Kurt, if you think about it, your clients have kids or grandkids even that are in this first stage, that right around 20. How can we pay forward information to the next generation and help them find their own financial footing? Because if you think back to your 20-year-old self, your parents did not know what they were talking about. We knew it all back then.
I mean, we all want our kids and grandkids to be successfully independent. We want them to do better than what we've done. We don't want that next generation, Mark, waiting on an inheritance, because I can tell you the people we plan for, they're not planning on leaving an inheritance. I mean, most of my clients say today, hey, if there's something left, I want to leave it efficiently as possible to the kids and the grandkids, but we're more concerned with us and taking care of ourselves during this stage. And so there are some things one of the things we offer, Mark, is there's a book called The Latte Factor, and we utilize that book as a free giveaway to a lot of our clients if they're going to give it to children or grandchildren. And it sort of relates to that younger generation, saving money and how that equates to your daily life. But, you got to build up savings and set aside an emergency fund. You got to get the basic insurances like life and health and disability. And obviously, you got to live within your means. And I think that's something sometimes the younger generation wants everything right now, and they're willing to mortgage their future on having everything. We took years and years to accumulate, and they want it all right now. But I think it's important. We do a lot of teaching and planning for clients and grandchildren of our existing clientele, because it is important to them.
So Accurate Solutions Group is really about helping pre-retirees get ready for retirement and retirees make sure their plan is working, and if they don't have one, to help them create one. Do you work, Kurt, with people in this early stage, the just getting out of college or just out of, getting your first job and then getting your first home, having a family and all that? Do you help people in that area?
We do, but let me preface this, because we really specialize, Mark,
in transitioning individuals from the accumulation phase of life into the retirement phase. So our average clientele are somewhat older. And when I say that, I'm talking 50s and somewhat older. But we do make an exception for existing clients. We will work with their children and their grandchildren, who are often not quite that early on in that phase, but in their 20s and into their 30s. And we do that because they are, you know, they're the family of our existing clients. But traditionally, we are more specializing in transitioning, because when you're transitioning from the accumulation phase into the retirement phase, it's not just about growing assets anymore. It's about income planning, tax planning, being efficient tax-wise with that income. It's about proper investment allocation, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. And there's much more involved with that.
So Ethan, when you think about these early stages of our lives, right? Working, starting a family, and so forth. How do we find, because I think a lot of people just have a 401k at work and they're just kind of hoping that it all works out, don't really know what they should put it in. And you can't go by past experience because there's no guarantee that that stock that 5 years ago was fantastic is going to be great now. How do we find the right financial professional for our stage of life?
Yeah, we have to make sure when you're considering your options, you're doing the research and asking those types of questions. Where Kurt just stated, our focus at Accurate Solutions Group is helping clients into and through retirement. So if someone's calling at 21 years old, just getting started, we may not be the best fit for that person. So if they're in that boat, they need to ask the questions. What do you specialize in? What is your focus on? You know, all financial advisors aren't the same. We don't provide the same type of service and guidance. And if you're interviewing them or searching on the internet for who might be the best fit, you have to ask those questions and do your research.
So, Kurt, is it ever too early to start thinking about planning for retirement?
I would say, believe it or not, I would say yes, there it is. To, you know, right out of college or when you get your first job and you're just getting established and maybe you're just getting an apartment or you're just buying a house, you have to establish that emergency account first and foremost. And I would say establishing that emergency account even before you start funding a retirement account through work, because you don't want to have to take a withdrawal from a 401k versus having a savings account. So I think there is too early to be planning for retirement. But I would say this, Mark, a lot of people we talk to, they're 2 years away. They're 3 years away. And they say, oh, it's too early on. I'll get together with you guys closer to retirement. And that's too late. So I would say the red zone, 5 to 10 years away from retirement, is not too early to start planning and putting a true plan in place.
Yeah, and I would totally agree with that. If you're younger, just starting out in saving, you really probably don't need to be paying a financial advisor or a money manager to manage a portfolio. You know, you simply want to be adding into a growth-oriented fund, something low cost, maybe in the S&P 500. And if you can do that consistently and start accumulating wealth, that's when it's time to start considering some financial plan.
And what I would mention, Ethan had answered that previous question about what kind of questions to be asking. One of the things you really need to ask is, what standard do you follow? There's still two standards with investment advice. There's a suitability standard and a fiduciary standard. And here at Accurate Solutions Group, when we give out investment advice, we follow fiduciary standard, which means we're required by law to put the interest of yourself over and above the interest of myself or our firm. That's the first place. The second thing you really need to ask, Mark, is what worlds do you operate in? Meaning, are you licensed not only in the investment world, but are you also licensed in the insurance world? Because the product and product selections we're using in retirement are much different than just growing assets heading towards retirement. So those are the couple things. And lastly, what is your planning process? Do you cover health care? Do you cover income? Proper investment allocation, taxes, and legacy planning. We do that at Accurate Solutions Group in what we call your retirement blueprint. It's customized to you, specific to your circumstance. We'll walk you through every step of life in retirement, starting first and foremost with income, helping you maximize Social Security, looking at your other sources of income, looking at a budget and helping you formulate a realistic budget. And if there's a gap between the income coming in and the budget, have you saved enough and how do we structure for that cash flow? 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call us, we can schedule a vision meeting. We can answer a question for you over the phone. We can schedule a virtual meeting. But if you haven't begun that planning process, I would highly encourage you, whether you're 2 years away, 3 years away, or 8 years away, now is the time to begin that process. 412-515-3355.
You also can get the retirement kit, Retirement Kid has a retirement income planning booklet. As Will Your Money Last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. So we're talking about the five main stages to your financial life. Stage one is maybe you're 20 years old. So maybe you're in your 20s. Stage two, you're starting the family, buying a house. Maybe you're in your 30s. Stage three is basically when, hey, the kids are getting off to school. Maybe now you're really getting closer to think about it. Maybe you're in your 40s, early 50s, because now you're starting to think about it. That's where we're going next. And that's what we're going to talk about to wrap up this show a little bit, is these five financial stages. And remember, everybody gets into these at different times. Everybody looks at it differently. Kurt and Ethan are here to help. 412-515-3355. Glad you're with us. More right here on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out, what do I want to do part-time? And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active. Not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. If you'd like more information, you just got some questions, you don't really want to talk with the team yet, but you're really trying to figure out retirement, you're not there yet, but you're like, boy, there's a lot of moving pieces, go to the website that Kurt and Ethan have started just for you, AccurateRadio.com, AccurateRadio.com. A lot of great information to try to help get you thinking about retirement and maybe some of the areas that maybe you need to learn more about. AccurateRadio.com. AccurateRadio.com. Of course, you can always talk with the team. There's no cost to do so. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about the five financial stages of life. So really, it starts with whether you went to college or not, but kind of in your 20s is that first stage. The second stage, now you're starting a family, buying a house. Well, this third stage of our financial life, and we're going to talk about five, so we're going to cover the last three stages of our financial life in this segment. The third stage is really an important one. It's kind of your pre-retirement years, and you think about your money right now. It's probably not going to be the same situation. You're going to do all the things with your money in 10 or 20 years. You're not going to be doing the same things. We're not doing the same thing today that we were doing 20 years ago with our money. So this is really, occurred, I would think, kind of an exciting time for folks, because this third stage, the house hopefully is paid off. The kids are off the payroll and you're in your peak earning years. But this is also the time, I would imagine, Kurt, you would say you really don't want to make any bad, terrible financial decisions that could cause you issues in the next couple stages.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. And I've seen both sides of the fence, unfortunately. I've seen people in those last few years heading into retirement do some things that have really been detrimental or even delayed retirement. And I've seen others plan so well that they were ready to retire. And so those last couple of years can be critically important. Some of the things you really should be thinking about or should be happening during this phase is, you know, your mortgage and other debts should be close to being paid off or paid off heading into retirement. Start thinking about tax strategies. People don't realize in retirement you still have taxes to pay. And so make sure we have a good understanding of what kind of cash flow we need coming in and what's the tax liability on that cash flow going to be and what strategies, if any, should we be considering putting into place to maybe mitigate taxes in retirement. You got to plan for that budget, and people don't like that word, but you got to look at, hey, how am I going to maintain this lifestyle? And if I can't maintain the lifestyle I'm currently living, what is my lifestyle going to be on the income I am going to be able to generate? Because that could help answer the question, are you ready to retire or not? Start thinking about healthcare. Healthcare is a big issue. And often, Mark, the biggest issue is transitioning someone from retirement to Medicare. So oftentimes we'll have clients retire pre-age 65. They're not eligible for Medicare and an Advantage or a Medigap plan. And so we have to go to the Affordable Care Act. Well, how much is that going to cost? Have we factored that in? Are you eligible for subsidies? So you got to take healthcare into consideration. And again, a lot of clients will upgrade things in their house. They'll get the driveway paved. They'll get the roof done. They'll get a new hot water tank and a new furnace if those things are necessary, because they want to head into retirement with at least being in a position to know there aren't going to be major expenses in those first few years.
I like that. That's a good idea. I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to start my Social Security at full retirement age and then have over 100 grand from 66 and 8 months to 70 so I can do all of that, Kurt. I like that.
There you go.
I like that. Here's the deal, Ethan. One of the things we always talk about on the show is that you guys are more than willing and more than happy to give somebody a second opinion, right? And you can't get the second opinion from somebody that gave you the first opinion. The problem is, I think most people, if they came in to sit down with you, it might be their first opinion because we've just kind of been working, putting our head down, raising kids, whatever it was, putting money in the 401k and hoping for the best. And we've never really sat down with anybody to do so. So first opinion, second opinion, when is a good time to start thinking about it?
Yeah, it's definitely a good time. We like to talk in football terms. You know, when you're in the red zone of retirement, I think that's a great time to get a second opinion. So maybe 5 to 10 years away, 10 years being a little bit further, but the red zone being closer to 5 years from retirement. Because think about it. If you're watching a Pittsburgh Steelers game, they're getting into the red zone, so they're close to the end zone, close to scoring, and Kenny Pickett throws an interception. That is so frustrating. They don't have time to make that up. You know, they were so close to scoring. So you don't want to be making big mistakes right before retirement. You don't have the time to make it up and adjust accordingly. So if you're 5 years away from retirement, that is a great time to start seeking a second opinion on the plan that you have.
And oftentimes, Mark, we actually do get true second opinions. So someone's recently retired 2 years in or 5 years into retirement, and things might not be going exactly the way they thought they were going to, or the planning, they recognize that, hey, maybe we're just getting investment advice and we're not with the right type of advisor. So oftentimes we will give second opinions. It's never too late. It's better early, but it's absolutely never too late to get that second opinion.
So you could do so just by calling the team at Accurate Solutions Group, 412-515-3355. There's no cost. There's no obligation. There's no pressure either. Kurt and Ethan are pretty laid back. They're here to help if they can. They'd love to help you. 412-515-3355. Ethan, there's no question that there is a transition for a lot of folks when they're going from working to retirement. Now, we know that, you know, the working years, the accumulation phase, the retirement years, the de-accumulation phase, if you will. But a lot of people have a hard time moving from one to the other. Others, it's seamless. So tell me a little bit about this transition from working to retirement.
Yeah, it's a big difference in the accumulation mode when you're working hard at saving money and paying down debt to the deaccumulation mode. People feel like this bucket of money that they save for retirement, they can just never touch because they don't want something to happen to it. But we have to remind those clients that that's why you saved this money. That's why you worked for 30, 40 years and accumulated this wealth, is once you're retired, now you probably will need that to supplement Social Security, especially for folks that don't have a pension. And we meet a lot of people that are good at saving and maybe not that good at spending because they don't feel comfortable. They don't feel like they can ever take from their accounts. And we have to do some psychological coaching with them to say it is okay as long as they have a budget in place, a target to be spending, and we've shown them that that's affordable for what they have saved. It is okay to be spending that money.
And what's interesting is, you know, Mark, we'll put a plan in place. We'll help them budget. We'll figure out cash flow. And they end up saving and taking a withdrawal sometimes a little bit more than what they have to, because literally all they're doing is each and every month they're putting a portion of that into a savings account. So, you know, they've gone from saving and they can't just adjust to spending that money. So they, in their mind, they think, okay, well, I'm just going to take a little bit more than what I need to because I can still save some of that into the emergency account. And there's nothing wrong with that, except, I mean, if you're looking at X's and O's, they're going from the potential of earning a pretty competitive rate to maybe earning 2 or 3% in the savings.
All right. So the last two stages of our financial life, right? We started out maybe in our 20s, then our 30s, and then we get into our 40s and 50s. The last two stages of your financial life happen during your retirement. In your early retirement years, that's when you want to do all the fun stuff, the big bucket list items and all of that. So, Kurt, how do you help create a spending strategy so we can enjoy those early years of retirement without spending too much too quickly?
Yeah, I mean, we have to be realistic. So realistic simply means, you know, once we figure out a realistic budget, and the easiest way to do that, Mark, is prior to retirement, literally for 30 days, just write down everything you spend. Some of these items are really easy to account for. You know what your taxes are every year. You know what your utilities are and that sort of thing. But recognize if you go to Starbucks every morning or like I used to go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning, you have to add that up because in the course of a month, that's $100 in coffee. So really take a look at what you're spending and then recognize that you have to adjust to what that budget's going to be for you. You can't just increase the monthly income to meet your current lifestyle if you haven't saved enough money. And the best time to figure that out, again, is prior to retirement. But be realistic and don't underestimate certain expenses, because we often have clients underestimate healthcare. They think, I'm going to be on Medicare and a supplement to Medicare, and so we're only going to spend $200 a month. But what we have to recognize is, you know, Medicare Part B is $165 a month each. And for a married couple, that's $330. And then if you have Medigap coverage, now you're looking at $600, $700 a month in total premiums, plus every once in a while some copays and out-of-pocket. Don't underestimate expenses. Be realistic with a budget and then live within your means.
So, Ethan, that final stage would be, okay, we need an estate plan. We have legacy goals. How are we going to leave things? Do we need long-term care? Funeral plans and all of that, I suppose. So that, we don't need to worry about that until we're well into our 80s.
Yeah, this is the one that really sneaks up on people, because it's not a fun conversation to have, talking about when one spouse passes or both of you pass away. So it tends to be put off by a lot of clients. And as people, we're reactionary, right? We start to feel age catching up to us and slowing down and say, okay, now's the time. If they need to put a trust in place, now's the time that we do that because we're starting to feel our age. But sometimes that's too late. And there is a look back period if we put a trust in place. You know, within Pennsylvania, a 5-year look back period, where that trust is no good if it's within that 5-year period. So I want to talk to our clients about it somewhat earlier in retirement. That way they can be done with it, have that plan in place, and be able to be comfortable throughout the rest of their retirement.
Yeah, when we're talking about trust, I mean, we're definitely not attorneys. We don't give out legal advice, but we have some generalities. If someone asks us specifically about certain things, we can give enough general information for them to determine, hey, is this someone I need to see about setting up some type of trust?
Yeah, and when it comes to estate planning, we operate somewhat like a quarterback, where we can refer our clients to good estate planning attorneys in the area that can work with them with their goals to put a trust in place if that's appropriate, or help get a will if they don't have one, or power of attorney, those important documents that they may not have. So So if you're listening to us today and you haven't started with that, maybe you're on phase three of the retirement life, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We can walk you through the remaining phases with your own retirement blueprint. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. Remember, there's no cost, there's no obligation. This plan is tailored to you, your goals, and your concerns. You have to take the first step, which is calling us. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we've got one more segment to go, our final segment of today's Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, coming up right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello everyone, this is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, if you want to learn more about retirement, there's a website that Kurt and Ethan have set up just for you. There's information about different topics that are concerning retirement. Go cherry pick what you want. Take it, get it all. AccurateRadio.com. AccurateRadio.com. Then, of course, you just want to talk with the team, find out, you got a question, you got a concern. Maybe you really want to sit down and walk through the retirement blueprint process, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare decisions, a lot going on in retirement, and they're all kind of tied together. You can't just worry about your investments. You can't just worry about income. So it's all kind of tied together. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. All right, I'm going to give Kurt and Ethan each a kind of a just a general retirement question. Then we're going to kind of go through some of the kind of some fun questions to kind of see what they think. Maybe, you know, what's your favorite car? What's your favorite sport? We'll just do some different random. We'll get to know Kurt and Ethan a little bit better. All right, Ethan, I'm going to start with you. And I know this is one of the big things when people come in. Hey, Ethan, do we have enough? So how do we know if we have saved enough for retirement? Because there is no, hey, you get to a million, you're good. You sit down with people that had a million, not enough. You sit down with people that had a quarter million, is plenty. So how do we know if we've saved enough?
Yeah, that's a hard question. We can never answer that question definitively just when asked it. Like sometimes we'll be presenting at a workshop or a dinner event and someone will ask us afterwards, do I know if I've saved enough money? Can't answer that definitively without working on a retirement blueprint. There's so many factors that go into answering that question properly. We always talk about the starting point is to understand how much income you need coming in for your retirement. You have to understand what you typically spend on a monthly basis.
You have to know what the sources of income are going to be for you in retirement, like Social Security, defined benefit pension, and withdrawals from your investments. So once you figure out what you spend on a monthly basis and what income is coming in on a monthly basis, do you have a shortfall? Are you going to need to withdraw on a monthly basis from your investments and from your savings for retirement? That helps us know whether or not you've saved enough money. Once we see if you need $1,500 a month or $4,000 a month from your investments, that helps us know if you've done a good enough job saving, if that money's going to last throughout your retirement based off of conservative projections. We don't want to assume the investments have to average 8 to 10% for you to be okay. We want to look at it from a conservative perspective. But the retirement blueprint really shows our clients, based off of their lifestyle and what they have saved, whether or not they've done a good enough job saving for their retirement.
So there's so many things you have to think about in retirement. Which accounts do I pull from first? All right, the first 5 years of retirement, where am I going to get my money? What about the 6 to 10 years? I mean, Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group can walk you through your situation. We don't talk about your exact situation on the show because we don't know it. And so Kurt and Ethan create the retirement blueprint for you, and it's about you. 412-515-3355 is the number again. That's totally complimentary, no cost to you. I don't know why you wouldn't take advantage of this opportunity to find out more. 412-515-3355. All right, I'm just going to ask some questions for Kurt and Ethan. We'll get to know them a little bit bigger. I'm going to start with you on this one, Kurt. Your biggest industry frustration. You've had Accurate Solutions Group since 1994. Ethan's coming up on 10 years in the business. So, Ethan, I want you to answer that afterwards, but I think you might have different frustrations. I don't know. What's your biggest industry frustration, Kurt?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. But sometimes when you're trying to convey a solution to a consumer, sometimes our industry has so many different terminologies or acronyms for the exact same thing. And you're having this conversation with a client and they're trying to explain something one way and you don't recognize that what they're talking about is the same thing you're talking about, because sometimes products are called different things and different acronyms for the same thing. So that's one of my frustrations. I have a lot of them, but that's one of my frustrations.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think sometimes when it's sitting down with a family, that person's done it themselves for years and years and years, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's great. But if they're coming in just grilling, just to kind of pat themselves on the back, sometimes I'm like, hey, you know, we're here to help families that need the help, that aren't sure how to do these types of things. That's where our passion comes in. We love when we feel like we're providing real value, and when someone's coming in already knowing everything and they just kind of want to pat themselves on the back, that's one of my bigger pet peeves.
I can see that. All right. Favorite TV show, Kurt? Do you have one?
I don't have a favorite TV show, but I have a favorite theme. I watch a lot of the outdoor reality shows like Swamp People and Deadliest Catch and The Last Alaskans. And
you used to watch Bear Grylls then.
Bear Grylls. Yeah. I mean, I could probably get myself in trouble because I could binge watch and just keep watching for a weekend. I thought.
Ethan?
Oh, man.
What about you?
So my favorite series of all time is Lost. Yeah. For me, there's nothing that compares like watching those episodes, not knowing what was about to happen for the very first time. I don't think I was ever wrapped up in a show where I really wanted to watch the next episode as badly as Lost. The ending was a little bit funky.
I know. What was the end? I can't even remember. I watched that show. It was crazy. What's going to happen?
Yeah. I think, not to spoil it, if you haven't watched it, I mean, it's like 15 years old. Yeah, so I'm not worried about spoilers, but I'm pretty sure it was just they had passed away in the plane crash, if I'm remembering correctly.
Oh,
they're already passed away. But I was just super interested. Yeah, I felt disappointed by the end, but that was a really engaging show for me.
All right, Kurt, favorite sports team?
Oh, I don't have let's just say Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Ethan?
Yeah, I think my favorite sports team's probably the Steelers by just a little bit.
You're a season ticket holder.
Yeah, I am.
You got your own suite.
No, just two seats. But I love going to the Steeler games. I think experience-wise, there's no better sporting event than, you know, tailgating beforehand, going to the game, especially if it's a good game. My goodness, these last couple of years watching the Steeler offense is why I'm only saying I like the Steelers by a hair over
I grew up watching baseball more. So I do love baseball. I love the Pirates. They are incredibly frustrating. But that stretch of years from, I think, 2013 or 2015 to like 2018, where they were in the playoffs and they were an engaging team. Oh, man, baseball was such a fun sport when you have a team that is really good. So if we could ever get back to that, baseball is really what I love the most.
We are family, Willie and the boys. All right, Ethan, this one's for you. Because we had a lot of conversations about the mini pig. You've held Allie off. Then you go swimming with the pigs in the Bahamas or something like that. Mm-hmm. Have you still stayed mini pig free? Do you have any pets?
Oh, man, we've stayed mini pig free. That conversation is long gone. Fortunately, we did do the swimming with the pig excursion in the Bahamas, which was not my favorite, but Allie really enjoyed it. But we do have two cats. Yeah, okay. We're cat people, and two is my personal limit. I don't want to. I think three is where you start becoming maybe a cat person. So we've got two, Archie and Lucky. Adopted them at the same time, and they're a lot of fun for us.
I'm a pet. We don't have any right now, but I used to at a no kill shelter here in Butler. I was the treasurer for a while, and so I used to walk the dogs. And Chris, when we were first married, she would never know what I was bringing home. So the one time we were driving, and I said, "Don't open the trunk of the car." And she said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, I found this bird on the side of the road, and its wing was hurt, and it's in the trunk of the car. I'm going to sort of rehab it and get it back out." So I love animals. We had two labs in the past at the same time, and it was difficult because we had to put them both down in the same year, age-wise, and then one had cancer, and so it was a difficult time, and so we haven't done anything since, but I think we probably will at some point.
Yeah, that's hard when you get attached to them, and then you got to put them down. That's a sad thing. All right, final one. Got about a minute left, Kurt, so I know you're going to finish the show for us. Financial advice that you would hope your kids or grandkids never forget?
Well, it's just like anything else. I mean, first and foremost, I'm a firm believer in giving. So whenever you get money, you give first, you save, and then you spend. Give, save, and spend. And I hope if they follow that, it puts your heart in the right place. You know, it's not just about you, it's about others. So give back, whether it's through your church or it's a local charity or an organization or someone just having a difficult time. Save some of that for yourself and then spend the rest. You don't spend first, because if you spend first, there's nothing left afterwards. So, you know, we hope you enjoyed the show today. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. If you're looking to have a question answered, if you want to begin your own retirement blueprint, have you saved enough? Are taxes going to be an issue? Am I invested properly? Is healthcare taken care of? Don't hesitate to give us a call. 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.